Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Dagger bitches.
That's right. AKA 4DB
Witty. You know, I'm giving up.
I don't give a fuck.
I gotta let this shit go.
Let it go, my nigga. Let it go.
Yeah. Listen up.
Follow this.
I try to be good, the good guy keeps losing with the niggas I trust and the bitches I be choosing. Niggas say they got my back about their money when I get it. When I turn around, they're the first ones to stab me in. I don't get it, first they on me, then they cross me. I see they two colors cause they just wanna kill me soft. I ain't letting shit ride. If I kill all the haters, what they consider that genocide? It's just a public service, look at them, I got them nervous. If I'm doing something, then I do it with purpose. Fuck that, ain't nothing magical. I'm living in a world full of stats, facts, and actual. No time to be casual, Dagger wasted a lot of that. My spidey sense. This is a hater, kill him on contact. I ain't getting sidetracked, Wyatt Earp is hunting them. Anybody hating the Dagger, I'm gonna murder him.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U.
I told you I was done,
so you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
I will
F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Damn right.
These bitches think they niggas now. All be on that dumb shit. Bitch, get it right. You don't got one. You suck it. You ain't a woman, bitch. A ratchet with a good disguise. Hiding behind your fake hair and nails. Tell a real lies. Getting a lot of tries to make ties last. Now I'm real quick to tell the bitches. Think either they real dumb or never made it out the eighth grade. Can't get a job fucking or sucking to get paid. All you do is get laid and act strange for chum chains. Getting traded more than stocks do like a stock exchange. Cause they ain't a cocky bitch that's trying to front. Sounding like them kids are Maury. So what? You got a car, house, job, and pay your own shit. None of that matters when you used to acting like a... Yeah, you got power, but you lack responsibility. So fuck them all, cause caring about these women, it be killing me.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will. K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U.
Damn right.
Who the fuck am I to get on the mic and talk to the same guy high?
Smacking you to get some real hits. The same guy that's on the edge but fucking now jumping off. But when I hit the bottom, I just stand up and walk it off. A skeleton is strong, vinyl with adamantium.
Bitches mad, they throw me they pussy. I throw it back at
him. And I just laugh at him. Yeah, he's a rude dude at AGA. Mr. Nigga always got an attitude.
Because I don't pretend. See the world we living in, I shouldn't be trying.
Because real niggas, we don't ever win.
So I'm just getting by, because in the end,
I never fake it. I'll just be the hardest nigga on the mic that didn't make it.
That's my destiny. I live my life and let it be. And even with side
shake,
niggas couldn't see. I'm a delinquent, smoke Drake frequent.
West Coast best kept secret.
K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's F-U-C-K-Y-O-U. I will. K-I-L-L-Y-O-U. So you know it's
Oh, what's cracking, y'all? Oh, man, fuck you, Friday. It's been a long time since we had one of these, hasn't it? But hold on, still a little bit late. Let me get some things situated. Oh, man. But thank you for being here tonight if you are chilling this evening. Oh, what else am I going to need? I'm going to need this. Let's go this way. Open this up. Oh, shit's crazy, y'all. It's been real crazy. Like I said, I've been really scared of Fuck You Fridays, just to be honest with y'all, because, man, over here, this is as real as it's going to get on any of my shows, and I just haven't been, I've been really scared. But let's just start off as we always do. Shouts out to the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey, because, of course, without her, there is no Fuck You Fridays, no Slap Sundays, no Triple M Show on Mondays, and, of course, no West Coast Wednesdays, Hub Nights with my co-host Queen V. So thank you very much, boss lady, for allowing me to do my thing and just continue to bring you these independent artists in this reality radio and just, you know, just trying to give y'all a place like I always do, just where y'all can get away from the bullshit and where y'all always know that it's always going to be real no matter what happens, No matter who calls in, no matter who we talk to, no matter, you know, whatever happens, it's always going to be real, 100%, 1,000%. And there's no bullshit. Whoops. Sorry. Maybe a little bit of drama, but, hey, what's new, right? Also, shouts out to all independent artists. Again, everybody out there doing their music thing, just out there, like I said, rap, hip-hop, R&B, whatever you're doing, if it's independent, thank you, because without y'all doing what y'all doing, we wouldn't have no show over here either. All right, so remember, send in your music, even though it is Fuck You Fridays, you know we're not playing no music tonight, but make sure y'all send in your music to dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that is dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. All right, so make sure you get it to me. Oh, I thought I left my track. I did bring it. And, of course, last but not least, again, just anybody that takes the time out of their day to listen to the show, support these independent artists, support the show, spread word about the show, talk about the show, share about the show. Again, we're all in this together. That's something I can never stress enough, and that's something that I know for sure because I definitely can't do this by myself. Y'all keep talking about the show. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing, and I know, like I said, I know I've been dropping the ball, but at least after tonight, today, whatever, or whenever you listen to this, maybe you'll understand a little bit more of what's been going on because, like I said, it's been rough for your boy right about now, all right? So, but again, keep doing what y'all doing. Again, talking about the show, supporting the show, spreading word about the show, sending in your music. Again, I'm still looking, if anybody is still looking for help with the show, remember, if you want to do drops for the show, if you need a rough little script or something like that, I can definitely send you something out. Make sure you just get at me at the email, Dagger's Beauty of the Week. Ladies, if you want to get your model on, or you know somebody that may want to get their model on, or need some, you know, help, or want to come over and talk to me, holler at me through the email. Producers, like I said, I do music as well. Anybody want me on 16 or anything like that? Anybody want some music from your boy? Holler at me. Like I said, I just get at me, y'all. I'm here to make shit happen for everybody. All right, including myself. Now, a little behind, y'all. I'm still trying to bring up my computer screen at least because I at least want to at least let people know that I am doing the Fuck You Fridays. I mean, I'm not going to send it out to everybody like I normally do with any other show, but at least send it out once because, like I said, it's been a long, long time since we've been here on Friday, and it's just been really rough on your boy lately, y'all. And the reason why I say I'm scared of Fuck You Fridays is because, like I said, when you hear me on Wednesday, when you hear me on Sunday, and like I said, you don't hear that much of me on Mondays because, you know, that's a Triple M show. But when you hear me on those shows, I'm still kind of, in a sense, toning it down. You know what I mean? Because, again, this isn't all about me, all right? And I know that. So I don't try to overexert myself or put extras on shit or, like, really go hard all the time because I feel it'll just be too much. You know, nobody wants to be around an asshole all the damn time, so I don't be that way. Well, which is why I always did create this show, because over here, I get to be that person no matter what. I don't care, I don't give a fuck right now for the next 2 hours about what somebody thinks, about what they got going on. You know what I mean? It's just that type of mode, it's just that type of show. Because in a sense, I feel that everybody has that point in their life. You know, or not even in your life, in your day. Everybody reaches that point in that day maybe where it's like you just don't give a fuck about nothing. Now, the crucial part is when you do care and you try not to, it's always a conflict. It's always in the mix of shit. That's some other shit. We'll probably get into that a little bit later. But basically, what I mean, I just want y'all to understand is that, again, I over here on Fuck You Fridays, nothing matters. You know what I mean? Gloves is off. Like I said, this is real, real reality. If you even got something to say tonight, shit about me, about anybody, about something maybe you got going on, something you've been dealing with, you can holler at me tonight and let it off your chest and not worry about nothing, all right? Because trust, I'm going to do the same fucking thing. 661-621-7559 if you are out there listening live. You can either just, like I said, just chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at me, all right? Now, oh, man. I just don't know where to start as far as I go because, again, another reason I was scared to do Fuck You Fridays and didn't want to do this was because when you start speaking on things and you start letting shit out, you know, it becomes even more real because, I mean, don't get me wrong, I understand the things that I face, the things that I have to deal with. I mean, it don't get no realer than that because, shit, I got to deal with that shit. But, you know, when you speak about it, when you put a voice to it, you know, when you get it outside of your head, you know, you still look at it a little different. It comes, it changes just a little bit. The shit you're going through may not change, but the way you look at it may, your perspective may, because you're actually speaking about it, because you're putting it out there. And then it's funny because I'm gonna sit here. I say it all the time. I sit here and talk to. I don't know who I'm talking to. You know, I don't know who's out there listening. But whoever is out there listening, you get to hear, like, the deepest, darkest shit that I don't even tell some of my best peoples. And that's just only because I just don't really want them going through or having to deal with anything that I have to go through or that I'm dealing with. Because, like I said, my people's got their own shit they got to deal with. Niggas got families. Niggas got, you know, girls. Niggas got, you know, shit they got to focus on. They got their own problems and issues. And so I'm not gonna put any more stress onto them. You know, so I keep a lot of shit to myself. And it's funny because a lot of people always ask me, you know, a lot of girls be mad, or majority of females, because females always ask me, you know, what's going on with you? What's up with you? You know, you can always talk to me. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But, I mean, talking to a person, to me, is just, I don't know, it's just weird. It's like, why am I talking to you if there's nothing you can do about it? You know, and then also at the same time, I don't want to, it's not your problem to have to do anything about. So, and I bring it here because, like I said, it's always just good radio, but at the same time, I do need to talk to somebody, right? And I've said it all the time, is like, some of the best comfort you can get is in total strangers. Because, I mean, y'all ain't got nothing else to lose. Y'all ain't got nothing to lose or gain or anything by this. And neither do I. So, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, we meet in the middle. So, let's just see what happens and where it goes. But like I said, just a lot of shit fucked up. But I guess number one, and for those that don't know, I guess y'all wouldn't know, Dagger has once again joined those that are unemployed. I got laid off from my job about 2 months ago. That shit kind of fucked with me kind of hard. Because it's just weird because, I mean, for those of y'all that have been with Bang Out Radio, or at least fucked with me since I joined Bang Out Radio, it was funny because when I started Bang Out Radio, like I said, going on, I think, two years now. So when I originally started and I was on, I didn't have a job. So, you know, I was just doing, that's when I only had one show, bam, you know, da-da-da, this, that. So I get that. So those that were with me knew what it was like when I didn't have a job. Then when I got a job, it was like, oh, shit, you know, when I first came out Bang Out Radio, like I said, I was just coming out of jail. I was just getting out of a bad breakup relationship and everything. It was a lot of bad shit going on at that time. So, yeah, again, Bang Out Radio was my outlet. So, again, it's funny to be back kind of in that situation once again. And it's like I didn't get fired. I got laid off. Again, there's a difference. They just closed the entire campus to where I was working at. So it's not like I was singled out and it was like, no, you got to go and everything. No, they shut down the entire facility. So, but it hit me kind of hard because it was funny. Because like I said, for those that have been with me or know the story or been around, you know, with me this whole time, like I said, this is the second time. Well, the first time I got fired from that job, the bitch fired me. And then she got fired. Then they hired me back. And then they just closed down the whole thing at the beginning of this year. So it's just crazy because, oh, man, what type of nigga gets, you know, let go or fired or whatever from the same place twice? You know, like, the running gag throughout the whole night where I realize it's going to be is just, y'all got to realize, it's like I'm a really good person. I got a good heart. I got good intentions. I try to do good things to the best of my ability. But I have the worst luck in the world when it comes to shit. I just have the worst luck. It's like I could just never catch a break. Or I get a break long enough just, you know, Like, look at my job. Look at this, right? Like, I got laid off, but I was, during the whole year, you know, when I was working, doing what I had to do and everything, I was stacking, I was getting out of debt because of the situation I was in the year before. So the situation in the year before put me really behind on a lot of shit, but this job, I was getting paid enough, and I was doing what I wanted to do and everything. So I was going, handling my business, and I was getting out of debt, getting out of debt, getting out of debt, getting out of debt, getting out of debt. All year, it took, like I said, it took a whole damn year to try to just break fucking even on shit, you know what I mean? So was able to do that by the time I got laid off, so I'm actually glad about that. But it's just funny because once I realized, okay, I'm out of debt, now I can start stacking, you know, new wardrobe. You know, I started thinking about shit, you know, like, okay, I can start getting my shit really together now, you know. Let me start stacking up, get this apartment or a spot, you know what I mean? I was starting to plan shit. Because, you know, before that, I knew what I was making, but I knew what I owed, so I knew what I was paying off, this, that, bail mail. I mean, all kind of shit that I was paying off for a whole year. And I was paying that shit off, and then with the rest of the money, like, my dumb ass should have been saving and everything. But no, I was fucking the rest of the shit off because at the time, like I said, I didn't have to worry because I was making enough where I was like, okay, I could pay off my shit and still enjoy because I don't get that many fun times. So it's like, and then, like I said, I was enjoying what I was doing. It wasn't like it was just a whatever job. I mean, it also hurt because this was the first job in a long time where I felt like I was actually helping people. And I was. You know, I was working at a trucking college, but a college, you know, if you want to learn, you know, the big rig trucks and shit, you know, you want to do some long haul shit or whatever, I was working at a place where they taught you how to drive them motherfuckers. And as long as you didn't fuck up your own background too much, whereas we couldn't help you, we did everything we could to help you. You know, and it's a different kind of feeling when you work a job, whereas, you know, you meet somebody at the beginning of it, not at my job, but at the beginning of what they're doing. I used to talk to people on the phone. My job was to set up appointments, get people to come in, check out the college, man, come get you this trucking license, come make you some money, this, that, whoop, whoop, whatever. That's what my deal was. I had to get people to come. All I had to do was really get people to come in through the dough. And from there, people did whatever else they was going to do. All right, now, but it's good to know, but when people go through that, go through the process, get in there, get their license, go on the road, make some money, come back. Like I said, I was there for a whole year, so I saw a lot of people go through the process, and then when those same people come back, talk about, you know what, I remember when I first talked to you, and you got me to come in here, man, it changed my life. You know, when people come in, like, you were right, you know, like, thank you. It's a different kind of feeling. So I actually enjoyed my fucking job, you know what I mean? On top of that, they was paying your boy pretty good, you know. And the people that I was working with was somewhat, you know, crazy, ambitious. You know, some of the people I worked with closely got on my fucking nerves. But, I mean, that's work. That's what happens. But I enjoyed what I was doing. Hold on, y'all. I got to update my Facebook status real quick because I'm actually doing you Fridays. Can't believe it. Tune in if you ain't doing shit else. Alright, I don't know, sorry y'all. Man, I'll do that. But so that it just kind of hit me hard because, like I say all the time, you're going to hear this throughout the night. I have the worst luck because it's like I got just enough to get out of debt so where I don't owe anybody money. But at the same time, now I can't stack or continue to make good money. You know, because it's like this. When you're making a big check, but you know a majority of that check is going towards bills, debt, and everything like that, then you're like, okay, cool. You know, you expect that. But then when you're out of debt, and you expect that big check where you can actually do something with it without where, you know, your bills is like maybe $200 or something like that. You got your bills down to that much, but you making a G+. You know, the rest of that is just whatever. You know what I mean? And for me, like I said, I ain't got no kids. I don't technically got no responsibility except for myself. So I was about to act a damn fool. Not like that, but you know what I mean? I was about to be on. And then like that, just gone. I remember the day. It was like they told us something. It was like something's going on. You know, all the corporate people are coming back down. Now, corporate's been in and out of L.A. throughout the, you know, before Christmas, and they were telling this shit and everything. And this is, and it's also fucked up. It's like because they had just given a nigga a raise and shit. You know, I had just got the little pin. You know, like you completed your first year. Here's your pin. You know, a nigga was feeling good about himself. You know, a nigga thought he was getting some recognition and shit. And it's like, yeah, they're going to be in here. They got something to tell us, this, that, whoop, or whatever. So they get. And the office ain't that big. I mean, it's like, I don't know, maybe 10. I should know exactly. If I let me, hold on, let me think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, like 11, like 12 people overall in the whole office. 12 people. So they have us come in there, come in the little room or whatever, and then they be like, you know what? Like, basically, like, we put in more money than we got back, and, yeah, it's just not going to work out, so we're going to need to shut this down, and y'all can go home, like, right now. You know what I mean? And cut niggas all their checks. Like, I got cut, you know what, your vacation, sick time, plus 2 weeks pay severance or something like that or whatever because, you know, they're laying you off so they give you 2 weeks advance check too and everything. They had all that shit ready with our names on it. I'm like, ah. And this is at 10 in the morning. You know what I mean? I've only been at work for about an hour. Like, oh, shit. And it's just crazy. And at least for me. I don't know how everybody else took it when they left and everything. And in my head, I'm thinking like, damn, this is the second time I done lost this motherfucking job. The second time. And then they talk about, well, you know, there may be some transfers available if you want to transfer to another location or something like that. But, I mean, look at the locations. They got one in Las Vegas. I have no reason to go to Las Vegas. I'm kind of scared to go to Las Vegas. We might get into that a little bit later in the show, too. But, I mean, Las Vegas, fucking Arizona, Denver. They got one still out here, but it's in, like, Fontana, which is, like, from L.A., Fontana, with traffic in the morning, probably easy 2 hours, 2.5, depending on what time, you know. It's just fucked up. And just that off top, you know, really put me in a bad situation just at first because, like I said, I've always been working. I've been working since I was, like, 15, with a work permit from school because, like I said, I just wanted to do something and I wanted money and I knew I had to get it myself for the shit that I actually want. You know, I was provided the things I needed, but as far as wanting shit, I wanted shit, so I knew I had to work to get it done. So I've been working. So, I mean, but like I said, it was different. It wasn't no any other job. I enjoyed the people I was working with. The people enjoyed me. Like I said, the people that were there had no problems with me. Work was getting done, you know. But higher ups, you know, when it comes down to that dollar and that money, you know, it just wasn't working because I guess they say, you know, L.A. is the most expensive campus that they had, and they wasn't bringing in the most money, though. So, because like I said, in the other campuses, you look at where they are, look at where they're at. Now, Las Vegas, you know, it was funny. I would hear shit like they had a big turnaround because motherfuckers be in Vegas and just don't got no money and just try to do anything. So they always have people go in there. But motherfuckers would leave the program before they finish. So now motherfuckers in Arizona or Fontana, of course, in desert fucking country and shit, of course, what the fuck else are they going to do? You know, and it's just crazy how, this is what I always say. Two people always say you should leave L.A. or get out of L.A. because, you know, it's just hard to live in L.A. But it's L.A. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, we all know this. You know, why would you try to market something or do something in L.A. knowing it's like that and then complain about it later? You know, I don't get that. But I guess because I don't get that, that's why I'm not up there in the, with the big boys and the big office and all that kind of shit and everything that gets to fly out. You know what I mean? These are the motherfuckers that fly out first thing in the morning, you know, first class of their business suits, getting a BMW rental car, you know, drive out to our little location, fire everybody and get rid of everybody, then go hop back on a plane to say, you know what I mean? Like these type of people that just get to do shit like that. I'm not mad about it. I mean, I'm a little upset. Like I said, it's just because it was the fact that I had just in my head was like, okay, I can start doing something now, and then now I just can't. I mean, at least not with this job, not with this avenue. So, been dealing with that, y'all, for a while now. So, y'all got to, like I said, y'all got to excuse. These are reasons why I say I miss shows. And there's no really excuse for why I miss shows or anything like that. But again, like I said, I got the few moments of happiness that I do get. Sometimes I just jump on. Sometimes I just forget. And then also, y'all got to realize when you don't got a job, time really goes by a lot faster, I think, in a sense. A little bit faster. Or you just lose track of time because, you know, there's no schedule. I don't got no set schedule. I don't got shit to do. Then on the other side of that, well, you got shit to do. Well, the radio show and everything and this, that. Well, again, not to sound like a fucking asshole about the situation, y'all, but like I said, I don't get paid for doing this. And sometimes that hits me sometimes when I'm rushing to do a show or I'm over here and I'm thinking about, oh, wait, I got to get over here to do this because I can't just do this anywhere and everywhere. You know, I gotta have certain criteria in order to get the show even up and going on top of paying for it myself. So, I mean, to be honest, I mean, sometimes it's just like that. Like, I mean, forget the show. I mean, no, I love the show, but it just gets like that sometimes. Not even necessarily y'all fault. It's not y'all fault. Y'all ain't got nothing to do with it. But it's just, like I said, shit fucks with me. And then, like I always tell y'all, I'm not gonna half-ass y'all either. I'm not gonna. It's either gonna be all, or I'm gonna do as best as I can, or I ain't gonna do shit. Like, ain't gonna be no half-assing in this motherfucker. Like, it ain't. It's just not that type of party. But yeah, like I said, I'm gonna try to. I figure. If I time the show out the right way and I keep the clock, you know, the right way, if I talk 30 minutes on different subjects, then I should be able to make it throughout the whole show. You know, I'm trying to organize myself somehow, some way. But, yeah, that's the main thing right now. Now, again, as far as that goes, though, but on the plus side of that, I'm trying to look at is now my unemployment that finally kicked in from the job. And since I was making so much money at my job, my unemployment is high. Right, so since I'm already out of debt, I don't owe anybody no money. So my unemployment basically pays my car note and my cell phone bill, and I still got change left to just do whatever. So on the other side of that shit, I could just not do shit. I mean, I could technically not do shit and not be hurt by it, you know? So as much as they be saying, you know, you try to think positive and think on a positive line, on the positive side of things like that, that is the positive. It's like I'm not hurting, but I'm not making no money either. You know, it's a weird feeling. But I find myself just being more like the any other niggas and shit, which is what I don't want to be like, which is what's really fucking with me right now as well. And what I mean by that is them niggas or everybody else out there that just don't got no job. You know the people I'm talking about, man. They don't got shit to do all day, smoke weed all day, drink, sit on their ass, you know, post up, listen to music, talk shit, get in all kind of fucking trouble, just do whatever type shit. Them motherfuckers. I'm becoming more like I was already one of them type of people, like I said, but when you have a job, it kind of structures your shit a little bit more because you're like, okay, I got to work, I got to do this, I know what time I got to be at work, you know, need a certain amount of hours. Or, you know, you structure yourself a little bit more when you know you got something set you got to go to and you work around that, you know. Now, when when you ain't got no job, you know. Your ass is do whatever the fuck pops up or comes along or nothing at all. And that's fucking with me too. Cause I don't like being like that. I don't like it. But I'm doing it because, like I said, I got shit else to do. Smoke weed, try to. Cause now I got more time on my hands. Again, when you have a job or when you got certain shit, you know you have to do part of your day. You know, a whole 8 to 12 hours of your day. If you put in some overtime or whatever or something, is already structured. There's certain shit you know you just can't do. Like I said, my usual day was to wake up, you know what I mean, if I had some weed, smoke a little bit of weed in the morning, you know, maybe half a bun or something like that, but couldn't go in there smelling like weed because, you know, these I used to work with, you know, some motherfucking suit and tie motherfuckers and shit, you know, girls that wear heels and blouses and skirt, you know what I mean? I worked in the office, so, you know, can't go in there like that, but, you know, poo-poo. Okay, if I had it, if not, you know, it was straight because, you know, go to work. My job was cool. Go in there, handle my business, you know, break, smoke a cigarette, talk some shit, break, cover this shit, you know, get off of work. Definitely smoke some weed when I got off. I either had a blunt in the car already waiting for me. I was going to the homie's house to smoke some weed over there because he lived close by where I worked at. Or I was on my way to get a bag as soon as I got off of work so I could smoke by my damn self. You know what I mean? And then depending on what day it was during the week, you know, do my shows. Because, see, I never missed a show when I had a job. Why? Because I would just go from work to the show. You know, there was no gap. There was no time to get in between no shit. I wouldn't even plan no shit because I would just be like, okay, well, fuck it. I got to do the show right after. I set the times for my show for right after work, so I made sure I had nothing else to do but the show. But, you know, look at me now, missing shows and shit, just blowing shit off. And, you know, like I said, I know I'm the one fucking up. And, again, I'm the main one still always talking about being consistent, being on point with your shit. You know, if you're going to do something, make sure you step up and do it, this, that. Yeah, I still believe all that. All right, so, but I also tell you all the time, be better than me. You know? Because I know I'm fucking up. Like I said, like, what else, man? See, I'm out here telling y'all shit, like, doing all kind of shit. Never played with my nose before. Now I'm playing with my nose a lot more, a little bit. Like, for those that don't know, what playing with my nose, Furly Ghost, lines, you know, whatever y'all want to call it. Now, I ain't no powder head or anything like that. I just do drugs, so I'm not buying it or anything. But if I'm around people that have it and they, you know, lay a line out for your boy, then, you know, I ain't got shit else to do. And that ain't no excuse at all. And like I said, be better to me. Don't do the shit that I do. But this is what I mean. I sound like a fucking psychopath. You know, the people that say they kill people and everything, but you ever go outside yourself and see what you're doing and look at yourself, what you're doing, and still do it anyway? I don't know. Am I the only person that thinks like that or does stuff like that? Like I said, I know the shit that I'm doing. I know everything I'm doing. I know where I want to be. I know where I'm at. I don't like it. I know there's certain things I want to do about it, and there's things that I'm going to have to do about it. But on the other side of shit, I can be honest. I mean, it feels good to not have to do shit. It feels good to not have to do shit, but now I don't have. It's like I'm a broke rapper or something like that. It's like I got enough to not have to worry about, like I said, owing people money, owing the government money, this, that. I got enough where I don't have to worry about anything, but I can't get shit that I want. You know, I'm like right in the fucking middle. And it's just been a rough, like, rough, rocky road. Rough, rocky. You know what I mean? It's just been up, down, left, right. You know, I don't know where I'm going. at the same time, like I said, I know what I'm not doing. I know what I don't want to do because it's crazy. Because like I said, I could easily fall into certain traps. I could easily fall off the edge because I be having those thoughts. You know what I mean? I'm out here because you got to realize I'm out here during the times now when I don't sleep till 12, 1, 2 in the afternoon because I don't have no reason to get out of bed. So, you know, when I don't sleep that long, when I do have to actually get up for whatever reason, I'm out here with people that don't got no jobs. Because, you know, when you got a job, you're where your job is usually for a certain amount of time during the day. So, but now I'm out with people with no jobs. And I don't know if y'all actually pay attention or actually look at the world or your surroundings. Like I said, if you got a job, then this doesn't apply to you because you're at work. So when you're at work, you see other people that got jobs. Or when you go to lunch, you're usually in the area where other people got jobs or going to lunch and shit like that or whatever. So, I mean, I'm talking to y'all that don't got no jobs. You ever look around when you're out during the day when you ain't got no job and look at the other people out there that don't got no jobs? It's a certain breed of people. You know, the unemployed is his own breed of people. I was at some shit the other day, and it amazes me also what people do for money. You know what I mean? I do the recycling thing. Now, I don't do recycling majorly like that. I don't do the major recycling thing. Like, you know, we just collect, you know, if you got a can, a bottle, glass, anything like that, anything that is recyclable, you know, pour it out, rinse it out, throw it in this trash can, not this one. You know, the motherfucker get filled up, you take it over there, you may get like $10, $10, dub, you know, depending on where you go or whatever. I mean, depending on how much you actually stack up. Or maybe just $5 for a weed sack or something like that. Or, you know, whatever. You know, just that's just whatever money. But no, these motherfuckers out here take this shit seriously on some whole other, these motherfuckers that their job is recycling. You know what I mean? Like, y'all seen some of them. Y'all probably seen some of them walking down your street or whatever on trash day or shit like that. The motherfuckers out there with the shopping carts going through y'all trash cans, you know, looking for bottles and the shit that y'all throw away because y'all don't recycle. These are the motherfuckers that's digging through y'all shit to get that, you know, one-fifth of a penny, you know, get that shit added up and everything. I'm talking about these motherfuckers. Now, it doesn't stop there. You know what I mean? You realize, at least in L.A., I don't know where y'all at when y'all listening to this or what y'all got out there. Motherfuckers in L.A., they recycle everything. These motherfuckers recycle scrap metal. They recycle all kind of shit, right? So I'm at the little scrap metal yard recycling some other shit that I just came up on. Like, oh, you know, I was going to throw it away. They're like, no, you can go recycle that too. You know, I have some metal poles or some shit or whatever because somebody was doing some construction or some shit. Like, here, man, no, because they was going to throw it away, but they just pitched it to me and shit. Like, here, go take this to recycling. You might get a couple of bucks for it. Like, whatever, I'll go. But I go over there, you know, it's my first time in a scrap yard, recycling scrap yard and shit, and I'm looking around. But these motherfuckers, like, it's like their job. Like, when I pulled up, like I said, I had, like, maybe 4 or 5 poles. You know, it wasn't much of nothing. But the truck next to me had all kind of shit in the back of his trunk. And I mean, not just, like, metal poles, like I had specific like metal cup poles. These motherfuckers had like broken stop sign posts, you know, wire gate that looked like it was ripped off or something. Like literally like the shit that you would see on the side of the road that you would drive past. Like say there was an accident or something, somebody took out a pole, the pole was bent and everything and just laying there or whatever. This is the motherfucker that comes picks up the pole. Like, oh wait, no, we can recycle that. Boom. Throw it in the trunk. Like, it takes a special kind of dedication to do shit. But at the same time, motherfuckers getting their money. You know, who am I? I'm not going to do no shit like that. But I'm not about to sit here and knock the next motherfucker willing to dig through all kind of shit and do all that in order to get their little bit of bread. Because at the end of the day, that motherfucker probably got more money than me. You know, doing all that shit. And it's just crazy thinking of it like that. But like I said, when you don't do shit or when you ain't got shit to do, you start thinking of other shit to do. Like, I'm looking at motherfuckers, or you looking at these motherfuckers like, you know, I ain't got no job, but I see you at the bank or something like that, and you just cash your check from your job. Or you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm getting these nigga thoughts in my head. You know what I mean? The motherfuckers is looking real, you know, like targets to me lately. Like, I need that. Like, and I'm not trying to go there, though. You know, that's not my steez. I'm not trying to get out my mojo here. I've done all that, which is my point. It's like when you don't have shit going on, or when you don't got shit to do, you just look for dumb shit to do. And I'm way past my dumb nigga dumb shit stage. I've done this shit where I just sat in cars all day and not have to do shit. You know what I mean? Just sit in the car all day, listen to music, smoke weed, just talk shit, kick shit, woo woo. Maybe a bitch will walk down the street, holler at her or whatever. Just nothing. Everybody piecing up to get weed, or they're piecing up, or somebody buy it today, somebody else got to get it tomorrow, niggas trying to get out. You know what I mean? I've done that shit already. But the predicament I'm in is like, I'm for once in my life, since I technically don't have to, I don't want to work. Which is fucked. That's the first time I've said that like out loud in a long time. I really just don't want to. I really don't want to do shit. Because I've been doing shit for so fucking long and have to deal with so much shit in my life where I just don't want to do shit. But the fucked up part about that is like I'm not in a position where I can't do shit. You know, I'm only putting shit off for a little bit longer. Because I'm not in a position where I can't do shit. I ain't in that position. So it's like, now what am I going to do? Am I going to get back on my P's and Q's now? You know what I mean? So I can get back to work and get back to getting all that shit, you know, getting all the work out the way first so I could enjoy life later or whatever? Or am I just going to continue to sit on my ass and just not give a fuck at this point until I have to do something? I don't even know what I'm gonna do. So this is like, I don't even know what to tell y'all. But this is just, like I said, just some of the shit a nigga be having to be going through his head, because this is the life I live. This is what I be having to go through. And it's a lot of just personal shit. Because like I said, I don't know if I said this before, I probably have, but I started off life as a loner. You know, in my early years, you know what I mean, I never really had friends. Like, I was always doing my own shit, worried about, you know, lost in my own head already and everything, because, like I said, my family wasn't always the best that it was coming up too. So I always felt, well, if my family is like this, then definitely nobody outside of my family can be any better, so why am I even worried about that? I'll just deal with shit myself. So I've always done that. And that's always what I revert back to, because, again, nobody else can hurt you unless you allow them to. And the easiest person to hurt is yourself. So I always felt like, well, if I'm going to hurt myself, I'm going to hurt myself. I'm not going to allow anybody else to hurt me. So it's just always just been easier that way. But I just don't know, man. But that's what life is. It's never no answers, right? I mean, no matter what you plan for, no matter what goals you set, no matter what direction you go, no matter how well thought out shit can be, there's always something unexpected that may happen. And then once the unexpected happens, how do you react to that? But don't take my method. See how I deal with it is I just always expect the worst to happen. So then when it does happen, then it's like, okay, well, you know, you kind of like, ah, well, it's fucked up, but I kind of saw that coming. Like, it's kind of actually, you know, easier to deal with. But it's no way to live. Take it from somebody who's lived his life majority like that. It's no way to live like everything's always going to be fucked up. Because it's a lot less smiles, a lot less, I don't know, a lot less hope, a lot less laughter, a lot less joy. You know, all those lovely things people like. You know what I mean? There's a lot less of that when you automatically expect the worst to happen. And with my imagination and the shit I've been through, the shit I've seen, the stories that I've heard and everything, like I said, I could. And having been in situations where I have thought the worst and literally those things have actually happened, it's fucking amazing and nothing surprises me anymore. Which is bad. I'm not saying that like it's a good thing. That's a bad thing. Like I said, I'm only fucking 30 years old. Going on 31 this year. You know, my in the grand scheme of things, in the grand scale of things, you know, I ain't even lived my life yet. But it's like, but with all the shit that I've gone through in 30 years, like I said, the shit that I've seen, I don't know what's left to face. You know, outside of getting shot, not trying to get shot, not trying to go to jail, not a big traveler, you know what I mean? I'll travel somewhere if it's free or if I got a performance or something like that or whatever, there for sure. But you know, I mean, I don't even like being on planes more than 5-6 hours. So, you know, having a kid be on a plane for 24 hours or whatever to go to Europe or some shit, you know, it might bother me a little bit. But, hey, you never know what can happen. But I'm just simply saying that to just say, it's like I don't know what's left. And again, when you live a life where every positive situation in your life has something fucked up or negative to come along with it, that's you just get used to it. What is it? What's the word they say? Desensitized. And people always say, well, you always so quiet. Because people don't like what I got to say. Because I don't sugarcoat shit. I don't hide behind this, you know, fake laughter. I have no choice in my life right now but to live in reality. No more games, no more bullshit. No, at least on my end. Like I said, I can't say what other people do. But no, if I ain't got nothing to say to you, I'm not talking to you just because. I don't even gotta say hi to you. It's just how I feel. Trust? Nah. Nah, I don't trust no motherfucking body. You know, it's like, you can't. I can't. Maybe y'all can. I can't, not at this point. You know, I just don't need no new friends. You know, I'm not worried about people. I just don't care. I just don't give a fuck. I don't care about what's going on. I just don't. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not, but if you want me to say I'm sorry, I will. But that's just how I feel. And it's just hard because, I mean, it's not like I'm trying to be an asshole to people, which is why I just really just spend a lot of my time alone or I just don't talk to people or anything like that because I don't want to go off or say something wrong to somebody else who's trying to be one of them, you know, I look on the brighter side, people, you know, always smiling, you know, hee-hee-hee jokes. I don't want to take away from nobody else. You know what I mean? Because I know I'm real good at, as much as I can make people smile or put a smile on people's faces, I could probably take them away just as fast. And like I said, not even on purpose. You know, it's not like I set out, like, how can I fuck up somebody's mood or anything like that. But if you're going to ask me a question or if you're going to bring something up or whatever and I speak on it how I'm going to speak on it, 9 times out of 10, majority of motherfuckers ain't going to like what I'm going to have to say. And then I hate when I feel like I can't, you know, speak my mind or say what I got to say or talk or do something like that or whatever. And then when I try to do that and then motherfuckers get mad or, you know, why you gotta, or you know, so, well, you could have left me the fuck alone then. It's not like I just said something to you. I'm one of the main people that be like, don't ask a question you don't want the motherfucking answer to. That's why I keep my mouth shut in a lot of situations too, because also at the same time, like I said, you will hear a lot and you will know a lot more and you will notice a lot more things if you just shut the fuck up and listen and pay attention. Like I said, people telling themselves all the time, you listen to people's kind of, and I'm not talking about eavesdropping or anything like that, but I mean, look, it's not eavesdropping when you sitting on the phone talking to whoever, all loud and shit. I can't, it's not eavesdropping when everybody can fucking hear you. You know what I mean? Or, you know what I mean? Or just when you're in certain situations. I'm just saying, if you sit back and pay attention and people talk or doing what they're doing or doing what they feel they need to do or doing what they feel is right or going by what they've been brought up as or what's in their heads or what they think is right, shit like that, you can see where people stand. It may take a little while. It may go here. It may go there. I mean, people can act one way at one time and then become something else or whatever. But eventually, it's gonna happen. And then that's where the decisions have to be made. And that's where you got to decide what's gonna happen and what choices you're gonna make. I just. Man, I'm saying, y'all, it's just been, as far as I go, even when it comes to the pain, when it comes to dealing with shit, like I said, when I lost my job, it was like, bow, it hit me, hurt like a motherfucker. Like I said, especially after this being the second time I lost that same job that I actually enjoyed doing, where I felt like I was being a positive, enrolled, you know, doing something positive in the world, in the grand scheme of things. I was helping people get jobs. I was changing lives and did it, and I was getting paid for my worth and, you know, all this shit and everything, right? Pow, gone. It hurt. But it's like, but eventually I was like, okay, well, you know, I'm anything good for me, I don't get for as long as I feel I should get it. You know what I mean? It was a good job for me. It was a good fit for me. I was doing everything I was supposed to. You got it for a year, got you out of debt. Okay, bye. Now it's gone. Because now, since you can actually do something beneficial with it to yourself, you don't need it. That's another thing I realized about my life. And, you know, it's just, and as much as I don't want to believe it's like that, it's just, the more I see it, the more I can't deny that shit. It just seems like I can change other people's lives, but it seems like for my shit, I'm on my own. I don't know if that makes sense to anybody or anything. It's like, throughout all the people that have done either some fucked up shit to me or this, that, or whatever, through all the shit that I've been through, I have always been the person that has done more for that person than they have done for me. But then, you know, I'm the one that gets fucked over, shitted on, woo-woo, this, that, or whatever. But in every situation, you know, I was the one who was doing more. And it's interesting that when you see it like that. And I don't mean just in an actual relationship either. I mean that. All right, well, here, let's see. Where do I want to go with this? Look at this situation. La, 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 la. Hold on. Let me get some more of my truth serum. Let me sip of this drink real quick. Hold on. I'm not going to go through all the stories. But I mean, y'all that's been fucking with me before. Like, you know, my ex stopped. Like I said, put me in jail, said I hit on her and everything. Like I said, I was paying all the bills in the house while she was fucking niggas all in the house while I was at work, you know, doing this, that. We know that story, all right? We know, like I said, we know there have been situations where, you know, girls ain't got no car, shit like that, need to get to work, things like that. You know, I'm the one taking them to work, doing this, doing that. You know, and I'm not talking like around the corner or anything like that. I'm talking like, you know, you got to get to work. Because I don't never stand in the way motherfuckers got to get their bread. If I can do something like that and you are going to put gas in the tank or something or whatever, then I'm going to do what I got to do to help out. I'm not about to fuck with nobody's shit like that. You know what I mean? So that situation, but then people get their own cars and then it's like a nigga never existed or then now it's just done, you know, things like that. Okay, fine like that. You've been in the situation, like I said, with the other girl, the crazy one who I put my name on a car for her. You know what I mean? And then her running around, you know, found out she was doing what she was doing and everything like that all the time. You know, I said at the beginning of the show, I'm the greatest person. I'm a good person, a good friend. I look out for those if I feel that, you know, and all this and that. But I have the worst luck. And then, you know, I just accept that, you know, I just got bad luck. I'm just not meant to be happy. And then whatever happiness I do get, don't get too excited about it because, you know, it's gonna be gone soon. You know, it's not going to last. You know, so no matter what you do, no matter how right you do, no matter how much effort you put in, you know, it's not even going to be your fault that it might not last, but it's just not going to last. You know, and when you live that life, when that's what it constantly is, when it's just moments of happiness, when it's just, okay, I'm happy now, and then when I'm not here or there, when I'm not doing this, I'm not happy, and that's just what it is, and that's, you know, fuck how you feel about that. You know, it's rough. I mean, it's rough on everybody else, and it's rough on me, too, because, like I said, I know I'm not the nicest person to be around when I get like this, when I'm this type of person, when I'm this type of don't give a fuck, because usually when I don't give a fuck, like I said, I just turn my shoulder on you, I just don't bother you, I don't got nothing to say to you, it's just like that, but when you want to press the line, when you want to know what's going on in my head, when you want to hear what I really got to think about you, your situation, or what's going on, or whatever, be sure that's what you want. And then don't get mad at me for what I say or from whatever comes off after that. And if you don't want to know, then just don't ask. That's what I'm saying. I have no problem being quiet, keeping shit to myself. It amazes me. Like I said, I should be a.k.a. fucking Harry Potter. You know, I'm the fucking Chamber of Secrets. The amount of shit I know about people or... Hold on. Doing my show. Motherfuckers texting me and shit like they mad, like I don't got shit to do. Should I be talking? These motherfuckers gonna be X'd out. See, because I ain't doing something for you, you wanna get mad at me. Fuck you. Alright? This is what I be talking about, man. I don't have to do shit for nobody. That's the number one. I really wish I started acting more on that because, like I said, that's how I feel. I don't got to do a motherfucking thing for nobody, but my goodness and shit and everything be overtaking the asshole I really be truly wanting to be sometimes. But like I said, I don't know. It's just like shit just always just happens to me. It's like motherfucker, you. No matter what, it's like I feel at this point in my life I've been paid back for every wrongdoing I've done to people, I guess, in the past. But I don't know, maybe not. I wonder when that shit's gonna be over with. It's just frustrating. It's just really, really frustrating. Because I don't wanna be that person. I don't wanna be an asshole. I want to be the good guy. I want to be the person that my mother tried to raise me to be as a child when she led me to believe that the world was all good and everything, but it's not. Like what we want it to be, what you think it may have been or what you thought it may have been during your time or whatever and everything, is not that no more. And it's just amazing how fast it changes. It changes so fast. Like I said, I think I'm part of a generation, or I feel I'm part of a generation where we see the change. Like I said, I'm an 80s baby, so no, born 82. So, I mean, I saw enough or remember enough from those times in order to compare what we're going on right now. Technically, I'm still young, and ain't no telling where we're going to be. Man, I see it. Oh, it's all downhill. You can call me old school whoop or whatever. I mean, that's reality. It's going down. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. But this is what I'm saying. I'm already getting on the I don't give a fuck side of it right now. That's where I'm on it. I'm on it right now. See, everybody's already going, you know, everybody, you see what these people are out here doing. Do y'all see what's going on? I mean, look at what's amusing to people. And it's amusing to me, too, as well. I mean, don't get it twisted. I mean, but just look at what's going on. You know, violence. You know, that's what's hot right now. You know, reality shows, fights. You know, somebody was telling me a story just a little while ago earlier, just all amped up over a squabble that was going down. Yeah, bitch, you jumped her, and I don't know why she thought she won the fight because, you know, she only had a little bump. You had two scratches, and her whole side of the. I'm like, this is what's exciting. You know, world star hip hop. I'm I'm guilty of it too. That's the only reason I go to World Star Hip Hop, is just to watch. I hope I see a video of somebody getting their ass whooped or something like that too. But at the same time, if it wasn't there for it, then I wouldn't be on it. You know what I mean? I don't know. I can't justify that because I'm part of it. But I'm not a violent person. I'm just simply saying, if you're going to be violent, then you got to be violent. Like, I'd rather watch the UFC knockouts than the UFC fights. But, you know, when every day, you know, every time something's going down, somebody's ready to squab and somebody's ready to hold up their camera and shit just to record it, or some motherfuckers even holding up the camera before the squab even go down. Like, okay, let's go. You know what I mean? Like, this is and it's kids. It's grown folks, kids, girls, boys, girls fighting boys. There's nothing. There's no distinction between anything anymore. There's no barriers. I'm looking for a word. I don't know a word, but y'all know what I mean. There's nothing. No guidelines. No structure. And which is why it's even being more fucked up for me, because, like I said, for me, I've already been there. I've been that nigga with no structure, not getting it. Like I said, when I was on back in the day, when I was doing that type of shit, but like I said, I got that shit out really, really early. I did a whole lot of crazy shit, a whole lot of, you know, shit I'm not proud of. But at the same time, like I said, I've still survived. I made amends for a lot of things I've done. I felt I paid for a lot of things I've done. And I'm still here now at the age of 30, you know, no kids, you know, alive, educated, black man. You know, a lot of motherfuckers can't say shit about that. So, I mean, but I also feel I'm nowhere near where I should be in life because of the choices that I made, because of the things that I've done, because of the, you know, the road that I took, because of things like that. So I'm still playing catch up and everything, I feel, because, like I said, I could have been further along if I did make different choices, if I did make different decisions. But you can't go backwards. You can't move backwards. That's another thing fucked up about time. Don't nobody know, you know what I mean? This ain't the movies. You don't get a restart button. You don't get to rewind. You don't get to start over. You stuck with what you deal with. You stuck with what you do, and you move forward from there. So that, and in doing so, that's what I'm saying. You have to, that's where I'm at with shit right now, because I made that decision a long time ago to be that person, and then, but once you make that decision, once you do that, that's where it really starts to get problematic for you, and not because you're doing the wrong, because you're doing the right thing. It's always easiest to do the wrong thing. It's always easiest to do the fucked up thing. It's always easy to do the stupid thing. It's easy. It's hard to do the right thing. And it's hard to keep doing the right thing, especially when everybody around you is doing whatever else they feel they want to do. Like I said, that's where I'm at. I'm doing the right thing for myself, but I'm living in the world, and I find myself in situations, and I find myself around people that are doing some of the most craziest shit. And, you know, like I said, and then when I'm around certain people or I'm in these situations, it's like I'm there, but I'm not. You know why? But they pick up on that. They're like, "Oh, you quiet?" You know, they're like, "Yeah," because I don't want no parts of what y'all got. I don't want no parts of this conversation y'all talking about. You know what I mean? Don't care about that. I don't want no parts of what y'all thinking about. You know what I mean? I just, nothing about what y'all got going on over here is anything I want to be a part of or be involved with. Right now I'm just over here smoking, and I don't even want to be over here smoking with y'all, but I gotta, you know what I mean? It's just these other type of situations. But it's not just that. That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't even like going out with people and they bring their friends around, because usually people that deal with me, associate with me on a one-on-one type thing, or when we chilling away, they know me. You know what I mean? They know where I'm at with a lot of things. I don't have to pretend. I don't have to put on no fake fronts. I could be myself. And if I can't be myself around you, then I'm either going to be quiet or I'm not going to be around you. Because anything else is going to be a problem. It's going to be an issue. And I don't want no issues. I got enough fucking issues. I deal with enough issues in my own fucking head. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's not even, I don't even argue with people or argue with bitches or anything like that. It's not even worth the fucking time to sit up here and argue with your ass. It's just not worth it. But I just keep wondering, it's like, why does shit keep having to happen to me? Like, look at this situation now. And I'm only bringing this up, and let me say this off top before I even go into this story, because, and no, like I said, and I'll tell them maybe out there listening or what's going to happen or whatever, because when I speak on this, like I said, it's a specific situation, but also feel if I don't speak on it, then it's just something that I just got to hold in or whatever, but I don't want to hold it, because we're honest. This is reality, and we real here, and since it's just a in-home situation, I'm going to talk about it here. Now, recently we went out to Vegas, you know, for the X&B fashion show, and you know the runway thing, the 1 year anniversary and everything. Went out there, turned it up, enjoyed ourselves and everything. Now, again, let me start off by saying this is in no way am I trying to be disrespectful to anybody or say, you know, I'm not appreciative of things or anything like that or anything wrong in this. All right, I'm speaking about a specific situation. Now, we performing. Me, you know, my nigga Fresh with it, West with it boys. We go out there to Vegas to party with the X&B squad, perform, and chill out and do our thing or whatever. We're performing. During the performance, you know, we're out there doing our thing or whatever on stage. I'm working the crowd, moving or whatever. I happen to glance over. And I see Topaz, you know, at the base of the stage, like waving me over or like waving me to the side. So I move over towards what I'm trying to figure out. Now, keep in mind, the performance is going on. One of the homies got his verse going on right now. We're trying to do what we're doing and everything, and I'm trying to see what's going on. And I walk up, you know, to the foot of the stage. She's a, you know, and she sticks her hand out, and I'm like, okay, I'm trying to figure out why. She asked for the microphone, so I give her the microphone that I'm holding. And then when she gets the microphone, it's like, okay, wait, stop the music, everybody, wait. And basically what she does is she stops us performing, mid-performance, to clear out, I guess, a little walkway or something like that off in the little area where I guess the models were supposed to be walking during the performance and everything. So she needed to clear that area out, and then so she stopped the whole thing till the area was clear, then gave me the mic back, and then basically moved us on to our next song. Now, that was just the quick version of what happened. Now, but here's where this is basically the only reason I bring this up, because I'm just bringing this up to just say shit always happens to me. You know, when shit's supposed to be good, you know what I mean? This is the type of shit that happens. And it just kind of upset me a little bit that Topaz was the one that did this. Because, I mean, number one, and this just goes for any artist. I mean, I think any artist would feel me on this. And this is just anybody that's ever done a show, ever done a performance, ever been on stage. All right, if you're in the middle of a performance, who stops somebody else right in the middle of their performance for that? You know what I mean? That's just on top. Even Topaz is a performer. She does music. I bet damn well that she would damn near break somebody's arm off or something like that if they tried to snatch the mic out of her hand while she was doing her show or doing a performance or something like that. You know, so that's kind of what upsets me just off top about that whole situation. Because, I mean, as an artist or as a fellow artist or something like that, that's just something I thought that was just everybody knows. You just don't stop a performance in the middle of a performance unless somebody's getting shot at or there's a fucking fire or something. You know, so but this goes back to me saying, like I said, I don't know if it was just the fact that she was so cool with me that she thought that, you know, that wouldn't be an issue or anything like that, or if it just, that's just dagger, he ain't gonna trip, whatever, I gotta do what I gotta do. I mean, I don't know how she thought that was cool, but it happened. And then it put me in a fucked up situation, because again, nobody's gonna make an issue during the show or anything like that, like, fine, move on to the next song, and then we just did our next song or whatever. But when we got off the stage and we were done, now these niggas is looking at me like, nigga, what the fuck was that? Nigga, what happened? Why did that go down like that? You know, and I'm trying to find answers to questions that I don't have answers to. Now, I'm not going to sit up here and just throw Topaz under the bus, like, you know, whoop, this, that, or whatever. I mean, I was just trying to because the homies was hot. Because on one hand, like I said, and I understand that too as well, because like I said, I was performing that night too. I'm a performer as well. I understood what they were saying because, nigga, I was there too. Like, we couldn't restart the song we were doing, all right? Then you had us do our next song. Then we couldn't get a replacement song for the one you cut off, you know? And then it's like, we out here trying to support y'all, get this shit popping and everything too, but I mean, that's how you treat us. Or not even going to say us, I'm just going to say me, because like I said, I'm not going to speak very, like I said, I took this one a little bit kind of personal, just a little bit. You know, because no other time the whole night, I'm sure, you know, nobody else throughout the whole night got cut off during the middle of their performance. I'm sure of it. So, you know, it's one of those things where people are so cool with me that they think they can just do whatever with me and I'm going to be cool with that. You know, I think that's part of it too, because I really think that I don't understand where that, you know, where that came from or why that happened. But I'm just saying, why I'm bringing this up is because that was supposed to be, you know, the point of all of us going to Vegas. Like, we had a squad go down to Vegas. You know what I mean? That was supposed to be the point of us going. That was supposed to be the highlight of the Vegas weekend, was that event, that show, that performance, chilling with the X and B squad, just doing what we got to do. And it didn't wind up being that. We had a great time. We enjoyed ourselves. You know, we made it pop off. But that was supposed to be the crown jewel of our trip to Vegas, and it wasn't. At least not for me. I'm not going to speak for other people that was on the trip. But that, at least as far as I know, as far as the people that we were with usually, that was supposed to be what was supposed to be going down that night, or that whole trip to Vegas. That was the whole point of even going to Vegas, was to go fuck with them. And it went down like that. You know, and it was even a little bit more upsetting because, you know, it's about organization. Now, I'm not going to sit up here, like I said, I'm not going to downplay anybody else's shit because, like I said, I ain't put on no event. I didn't put up no money for anything except for our performance, which got cut off. I did put up money for that, but we're not going to go there. But, like I said, it's not my event. I'm just going to speak off of what I saw. You know, because I was there, the party was starting around 10, 11 or so. You know, I was there at like 6:37 almost, because there was supposed to be a mic check for the, so make sure that the performance would have went down right. Now, this organization, and this is just for any promoters, period. Just make sure you organize. And whatever you try to organize or whatever you plan to organize, just make sure you do what you got to do to make sure it runs that way. All right? I mean, that's just some advice. And like I said, I used to throw parties and everything like that. I haven't done it in a while, so I don't know if the game changed that much or whatever. But I know organization is one of the top priorities when it comes to doing something properly. All right? Because where I got upset about the situation a little bit more is because I'm sitting there early, you know, checking in with everybody, you know, get the music checked in or whatever. I'm like, okay, well, where's Mike check? Who do we check in with and everything? Well, we got to wait for the DJ to get here. The DJ ain't here yet, so we can't do mic check. All right, for sure. So I'm sitting around waiting for the DJ. Now, as I'm sitting around waiting for the DJ, you know, I'm observing. You know, they, X and B squad ladies up there, you know, in their little clothes and everything, practicing their runway walks and everything, you know, getting their schedule going down. Like, you know, during this song, you're going to go this way, you're going to go around that way, come back this way, da-da-da-da. You know, they was running their routes and they was planning shit. So I'm like, okay. You know, I'm looking at this shit like, this shit about to go down. It's about to be turned up. It's about to be popping. Woo, okay. Now, don't get me wrong. Again, that shit was turned up. It was popping. But all that organization that they tried to do prior to it getting turned up and popping, it, like, fell apart, because if it was organized and structured how it was supposed to, there would have been no reason for her to interrupt our performance during the show. So, I mean, I just really hope, like I said, this don't blow up anything further than what this one instance in this situation was. But, again, I just can't. This is why I avoided Fuck You Fridays. Like I said, this shit that's been, this it sits with me. But, I mean, I think any artist would understand how I would feel about that. I mean, I don't know any other artist where that has happened to. Any other performer, period. Whether you're up there on stage, you know, speaking spoken word about a poem or something like that, and somebody come up and take the mic while you're in the middle of your shit. And then on top of that, you know, and you do this while we on stage in front of, like, all these people. Almost makes a nigga feel like, you know, it's just like, you know, well, these niggas are just whatever. We can just cut this off right here and, you know, then let them go back to what they was doing or whatever. I mean, I can't help but feel that way a little bit. I don't believe it's like that. I don't want to believe it's like that. But I can't help but feel that way just a little bit. You know what I mean? It's not, and it's just, and if it was just me, like I said, if it was a Daggers performance and I was out there by myself and, you know, it was, I probably really wouldn't even the trip. Because, you know, shit like this happens to me all the time. But like I said, I'm out there with other people that are out here to perform, do music, this, that, or whatever. And, you know, I'm in the middle of some shit that didn't go down as I stated that is, as I was told that it was going to go down. And the most I can say is, well, it just happened that way. Let's just go turn it up in Vegas and try to make the best of the rest of the weekend. I just hate being in those situations. You know, it's like, I mean, that's that. Like I said, shit that happens to me, right? Okay, now, people in other situations, right, have been going down. Like I said, this is why I avoid Fuck You Fridays. Cause I don't want it. I'm not here telling on myself, right? Now, I'm not going to go back into the whole story, but if you were around before about the bitch who was out here claiming me and everything like that, and then all this whoop-whoop and everything, and then wound up and got busted with and found out, you know, she had all these photos and shit with her and fucking some other dude and shit and everything and all this. If you were around for that, right, this bitch. And I told you, and basically what happened was, like I said, to catch up, I came up on the phone, you know, that had all her evidence in it and shit and everything, right? So what I did was, because, you know, at the time, because I'm just like, I hate people that do dumb shit. Don't come at me all kind of sideways like this when all this over here is actually what's going on, you know? Don't do that. So what I do is, right, you know, me being me the person I am, because this is the same bitch, like I said, she was all on my Facebook posting, you know, talking shit to the homies. You know what I mean? This, that, whoop, whoop, or whatever. Like, she really was out here trying to be on one. All right? So I'm like, okay, well, now that you really got busted on some bullshit and everything like that, I posted up some of the pictures of her and the other dude together and everything on my Facebook. Like, yo, this is just the truth. Look, don't believe this shit. Look what's really going on. You know, don't woo woo this or whatever. Come to find out, right, this is just a small world. This is just how... just how grimy some people are, you know what I mean? Come to find out, somebody on my friend's list, I guess, was one of either his, somebody he was fucking with or something like that. I don't know if it was his baby mama, possibly baby mama. I don't know. Girlfriend, I don't know. But basically, by me doing what I did, posting up those five pictures or so, completely blew up whatever was going on his side of shit over there. You know, some shit I don't really give a fuck about or whatever, but whatever happened over there, something happened over there. So now, man, that shit was up for like a day. And now I'm getting phone calls on my phone, texts on my phone from her, talking about put it down, can you take it down? I don't want dude tread this, that, whatever. I don't want shit to get worse, this, that. And I'm like, but keep in mind, The evidence that I had, there was like some graphic evidence that was up in there. If you know what I mean by graphic. You know what I mean? There was some shit up in there. Y'all know how people take pictures and phones and do what they do sometimes and everything. There was some shit up in there. All I did was post up certain pictures of like them like standing next to each other, you know, the little couples pictures and kissing each other and shit like that. All I did was post up those. I didn't even post up, you know, the grimy shit. You know, but this motherfucker to be coming at me and doing all this and everything like that. But see, now it's like, now I'm like, you know what? Fuck what all y'all going through. Fuck everything. I don't care. Whatever. Delete the pictures. Stop worrying about her. Stop dealing with the situation. Leave the whole situation alone, right? Leave it. leave it alone, or I should have left it alone. Should have left it alone. But like I said, I do certain shit sometimes. Like I said, just so I got stories to tell y'all. So this girl hit me up. I don't know. I don't even remember how she got me over there, man. But I go by there. I go by her spot, sitting outside. Cause I'm not, like I said, I'm not going inside. I'm not dealing with that shit or whatever. I'm sitting outside. Now I'm sitting outside in the car, in the truck, same truck, my truck though. Now I got it back. But I'm sitting in the car with, her. Now, posted. She trying to explain, you know, this, that, sorry, you know, trying to give me all this, whatever. I look down the street. Old boy is walking down the street. Old boy from the picture that she was with this whole time doing this, this, this. He walking down the street. So I'm sitting in the truck. I'm like, oh, shit. I peeped the nigga, but it's like, you know, I got when you grow up in the hood, like I said, I'm not a hood nigga, but I know hood niggas and everything like that. You get to know what a motherfucker look like from long distances. You know, you tell a nigga, you know, how he walk, how, you know what I mean. So I'm like, okay, but keep in mind, there this nigga go right here walking down the street, right? He like a block and a half off down the street. I already peeped tonight, so I'm like, all right. So now in my head, I'm thinking, okay, what's about to happen? What's about to transpire? What's this? What's that? You know, because, you know, you already got to get your game plan together, because that's just if you're a smart person, you already got to get your game plan together, because you never know how a nigga is going to act. All right? So, but she all, oh, there, uh-oh. There's, she's like, oh, that's him? Well, don't go nowhere. I mean, I wasn't about to go nowhere anyway. Like I said, I wasn't about to. What, I'm going to drive off because this nigga walking down the block, I don't give a fuck. You know, I didn't care. It wasn't that, it ain't that serious. But she go run in the house, come back out with something like metal pipe or some shit, like there's about to be something transpiring and shit. So I'm like, okay, this is about to be funny. So I'm sitting in the car the whole time. I'm playing my game on my fucking phone, on my iPhone. But, you know, I be doing that shit where it's like I don't give a nigga no kind of attention because I don't want him to think that he's getting my attention. You know, you can look at the people, they got cornea eye, peripheral vision or whatever or something like that, but it's like, so I'm playing my game and shit. This nigga walk up on the car like, nigga, get out the car, nigga. I need that fade right now. Like, I'm like, what? Like, nigga, get out the car right now, nigga. I need that, nigga. You know, posting pictures and shit on Facebook and shit, nigga. I need that right now. Like, you got my baby mama slicing my tires and shit, nigga. I need that right now. You know, that's a, I'm like, look. Number one, not fighting you in the middle of the street over this, because, again, I'm the type where it's like I have to have a real legit reason to fight somebody. Like I'm saying, number one is, like I said, you have to really put your hands on my body or swing on me or anything first. Now, anybody else be like, nigga, you need to get out the car, woo-woo, everything like that. Like, nah, because I was trying to save the situation, y'all, because, look, I'm not, people don't realize that there's a something inside of me, like, that I just really try to really keep under wraps. And it's just the craziest. I know that may sound crazy or whatever, but I'm really serious when I say that. Now, I'm not sitting up here trying to say that I'm going to whoop anybody's ass that try to fuck with me. I'm not sitting up here trying to say I'm the toughest nigga in the world. I'm not about to sit up here and say that. I'm not saying. But what I'm saying is that if I ever get pushed or put into that type of situation, there is no fucking telling or guarantee what will transpire. And what I do know is if I wind up on the top side of that, there is no stopping me once it starts. So I try to avoid that by any means necessary. So this is what I was doing. And now, again, but this is how dumb niggas act. This is how dumb niggas get down. Because like I said, my nigga, who the fuck are you mad at? Nigga, I know you ain't mad at me over posting this shit or whatever, because I had to tell the nigga, like, it was just funny, though, because, look, he all on the door and shit, right? Like, I cracked the window a little bit, like, rolled down just a little bit, just enough to talk to this nigga, like, yo, nigga, what the fuck are you doing? Like, like, nah, nigga, I need that fade. I'm like, nah, nigga, look, not fighting you today, period. You know, you can get that out your hair right now. That's not going to happen. So if you're going to stand there and be mad, whoop, or whatever, just stand outside the car looking like a dumbass, you can do that. But at the same time, you sit up here mad at some pictures and shit, you know, because at the same time, I be wanting to figure out what be going through niggas' heads sometimes. I'm trying to understand, my nigga, it's like, if you, nigga, I'm the one, technically, as y'all see it, is if you want to look at it this way, I'm the one who lost in this whole situation. Because say she was my bitch and everything like that, my nigga, then she was fucking around on me with you. So it's like, who the fuck are you mad at? Nigga, if I'm not mad at you over fucking her, because like I said, anybody in that situation, I'm going to be mad at her before, because niggas is going to do what niggas is going to do. If a bitch is going to let you lay down and fuck with her, then the nigga is going to fuck it. That's just what niggas do. 9 times out of 10, a nigga's going to fuck a bitch, whether it's, you know. And it's just like, and I just already knew, because like I said, I read all the text messages y'all used to have between each other and everything like that, whatever. So it's not like he didn't know what was going on or didn't know something or anything like that. It's like, nigga, you knew what you was doing and you did it anyway. So you think I got any kind of respect or whatever for you right now, my nigga? Nah, fuck what you going through. I don't care. Nigga, you can stand there all fucking day for all I give a fuck right now, my nigga, because it's like, I'm not about to get mad at you. I'm not about to fight you over this bitch or whatever. Because, like I said, because if she fucked you, then she shows me the type of bitch that she is. This ain't got nothing to do with you. Because, like I said, you just a nigga. Just another hood nigga from around the block, you know what I mean? That just barely do. Nigga, I see niggas like you all the time, my nigga. You ain't nothing new about you. But you trying to gain some stripes and shit over some pictures and shit because all your shit got blown up and shit on Facebook or whatever. And it's like, my nigga, like I said, I didn't even expose y'all shit like I could. So, nigga, really bow it down right now, my nigga. You know what I mean? And I get tired of niggas that be doing this shit. This is the shit I be talking about. Niggas always talk about all the time. I'm fucking you up on site when I see him, this, that, whoop, or whatever. This, that, or whatever. Because like I said, the nigga was on my phone before that. And I'm like, man. He's basically asking me, like, man, what's your issue? What's your problem? Like I said, I ain't got no issue. I ain't got no problems with the shit, man. That was just the truth or whatever, man. Just like I just told y'all, I sat here on the phone. Just like I sat here on the show, just told y'all. Like I said, I'll just let people know the truth. That she over here claiming me woo-woo or whatever. She over here fucking around with you and shit and everything like that, nigga. That's all I was letting people know. Well, we need to take the pictures down to do everything. Like, man, fuck you and the pictures. So, yeah, I took them down, and then it was supposed to be done. But then that's what I'm saying. The next time the nigga see me, he all up on the car, like, this, that, whoop, or whatever. And here's another thing. Look, I know niggas, this is how I know niggas just don't either, I don't know what it is. Either niggas always want to step to the line but don't want to cross it when it comes to me, or they just don't really be about that, because niggas all the time be talking about, when I see you, I'm fucking you up on site, this. I done heard that shit like 3-4 times in my life. And then whenever niggas see me, don't nothing happen. I almost wanted something to happen. Like I said, I could have been the nigga that hopped out the car like, nigga, what? Fuck you. I could have been that nigga. But nah, I don't got no reason to fight you. You the one said you was going to fuck me up on site. And then I know niggas that when they say that shit, they mean that shit. You know what I mean? If I was sitting in the car, or I know niggas where if they was trying to get to a nigga, he was sitting in the car or something like that, they would have busted out that nigga's side windshield. It's like I almost would have gave a nigga more respect for doing some crazy shit if he was actually going to do something. This is what I mean. Motherfuckers waste time on nothing. But this is the shit I got to deal with. I didn't have to deal with it. Shouldn't have even been over there in the first fucking place. But like I said, I go through shit because I ain't got shit else to fucking do right now. It's either do that or do nothing. And then what kind of show would I have? It'd be a boring-ass show if I had nothing to talk about. But that's just some of the stories a nigga out here going through. Just all behind some dumb shit. Ain't got nothing to do with me. But people keep putting me in the middle of shit. It's like, nigga, you coming in. Like I said, I'm the one who, if it was an ideal situation, like I said, that was my girl and everything like that, I'm the one who got fucked over in all shape, ways, manners, and forms. So, nigga, who the fuck are you to have any kind of audacity to have get mad at me? And then I told her I wasn't fucking with her, and I told her she could have your ass and everything like that. Now she's still telling you she don't want to fuck you or anything like that or whatever. That's between you and her, whatever y'all got going on. That still ain't my fucking problem. Then that shit happens, and then I see the nigga And then I see the nigga a couple of days later, and the nigga trying to, like, head nod, like, hey, what's up? Like, trying to say what's up to me. What the fuck? I don't get this shit. This shit makes no sense. None of it. I mean, this is the shit I'll be saying. You know, whether, and then what's my other option? Just stay inside, don't do shit, right? But I don't got no, you know what I mean? I want to do that. I would, if I could just sit in the house, you know what I mean? I would sit in the house all day. If I did, you know, since I don't got a job right now, but let's say I had a job, you know what I mean? Go to work, go get my weed, my drink or whatever, make sure I got it stocked up in the house or whatever. Take my ass the fuck home. Smoke, eat, watch some cartoons. Hopefully I got my girl there or a girl, you know, something, whatever, you know, something to fuck on for the night. Or, you know, go to sleep, wake up, go to work, do it again. You know, I'm very simple. But it ain't like that right now, which is the fucked up part. You know, Dagger, you know, like I said, technically I'm still homeless. Like, that whole last year I was trying to get out of debt so I could fix my homeless situation, and then I can't even do that now. So, yeah, technically, yeah, still homeless. So, don't worry about that. Like, I'll be all right. But it just sucks because, like, I don't want to do shit. I want to be able to just chill, relax, have a place where I can just kick my feet up and do that. But I don't have a place that I can do that that's mine. You know what I mean? And it's fucked up because I got some places that people let me kick it at their house or whatever while they're at work or something so I can chill during the day. But those are during the daytime hours when I should be actually doing something. But it's like, I choose that time to try to relax and just woosah. I don't have a set place, you know, where I could just gather myself. You know, I just don't know. And then, like I said, for y'all that have homes, you know, apartments, whatever you got, like I said, enjoy that because you have a place. If you have your room where you can close the door and say, fuck the world, congratulations. You know? Oh, shit. But it's hard to build when you don't have a foundation to set your foot on, you know? So dealing with that. Like I said, I can't even get music done like I want to get done because it's, well, as far as music goes, at least as far as with the Dagger and everything, I've always been able to do shit by myself, but I don't want to. Now, there have been many groups I've been involved with coming up once I started doing music and everything, and then those groups have either breaking up or changed for different reasons. Maybe niggas moved. Maybe niggas became haters. Maybe, you know, niggas just turned on a nigga for whatever reason. And the one thing I have realized, though, it's like when you're a solo artist and you are doing things on your own, it's harder, but it's easier. You know what I mean? It's harder because, you know, as far as promotion, getting out there, having more people see you doing things like that or whatever, you know, the more people you have involved, the easier it is. It's easier as far as your music goes because when you have to worry about music or doing a song or doing this and that, you can just do it yourself, knock it out, do what you got to do. Now, that's the situation I'm in now because, like I said, I'm part of my group now. The Widder Boys got much love for these niggas and all day, every day, but we just had a standstill right now trying to finish this album. Now, the album was supposed to be done, you know, shit, by Christmas last year, and it's almost March now, and it's just crazy because I don't want to go a whole another year without the whole album being done because niggas is waiting on the album. But, you know, it's like waiting on niggas so we can do music to get the album done because there's no point in doing shows, there's no point in setting up for other things or whatever because if you don't have the final product done, if you don't have something to push, then there's no point in doing anything else. So that's fucking with a nigga right now, like, because a nigga wants to do music. Like, it's just, like I said, just bad luck on across the board. And I just don't know what angle to take. But the one thing about me, like I keep telling you all the time, like don't ever worry about me. Like, I'm not I'm not gonna kill myself. Don't worry, I'm not gonna do what everybody thinks I'm gonna do. Like, never gotta worry about me being suicidal. I had that chance already, and I backed out, so I'm not doing that. You know, I'm. It's more of a. It really is one of those. Okay, what's gonna happen? Like, if you follow along on the shows and everything, that's why I want y'all to really follow the show. If you want to know what's going on with me, or you want to know where I'm at with a lot of things, just stay tuned to the shows. As long as I'm doing shows and everything, then everything's not that bad. All right. So like I said, I still try to look on the bright side of things, but at the same time, there's just no sunshine anywhere for me right now. And trust me, I'm looking. But At the same time, when you stop looking for sunlight, then you don't got to worry about it if you don't find it. So, I mean, that's just kind of where I'm at. So, it's bad, but it's okay that it's bad. So, like I said, don't stress out about me. I just hope that, like I said, if you're out there, whatever you got going on in life or whatever you're doing, just make sure it's something at least positive. And if it is, then just make sure you hold on to it, like always, no matter what it is, your job, family, friends. If it really means something to you, and if it's really worth it, then like I said, do everything you got to do to protect it, to keep it strong, to keep it safe. All right, but again, if it's not worth it, if it's holding you back, if it's causing you issues, if it's causing you problems, if it's causing you to have to put other things, you know, in place of what's important. If it's a negation, is that a word? Negation. If it negates anything, if it's not worth it, then just fuck it. All right, but we're gonna get out of here for the night, y'all. Cause I think I done enough. But oh, shit, rough night. Sorry, y'all. I just, like I'm saying, when you actually talk about it, and we actually do speak on a lot of things and actually get it outside of your head, and then it's going to be crazy going back and listening to this myself, and I just, it's just hard. But again, like I said, this is just for Fridays, y'all. We got the rest of the week to get things going, get things moving, so make sure y'all tuned in on Sunday, Slap Sundays, every Sunday, 7 to 9. Triple M Show, More Music Mondays every Monday. I play nothing but them independent artists from around the world, and of course the West Coast Wednesday some nights with my co-host Queen V, Adult Matters and Adult Topics. All right, so and of course Fuck You Fridays every Friday. Like I said, I'm trying to get back in the swing of things here, y'all, because I probably need this. I think I do feel a little bit better, honestly, but. Again, I got to get back to, like I said, just being the person that I should be. At least the people that y'all, at least the person that y'all deserve out here on the airways. But again, if you really want to know what's going on behind everything else with the dagger, when you see that Fuck You Fridays pop up, this is where you find out. All right, so I will see y'all hopefully next week on Fuck You Fridays, but we'll definitely see y'all Sunday and throughout the rest of the week on Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio, and we're going to go out like this. I'm going to roll out with the Witted Boys. See y'all next week. I'm out.
These niggas think that they got bitches. Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh in they pictures.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do, we do, we do, we do.
We on, like a beam on the enemy. Functions get turned, but we're the gang in the facility. Blasphemy, blocks hit with a pedigree. We the party, though it's the ratchets in the varmints. I keep the gutter. Street usher taught my originals how to get this money and keep it coming. Hardship with a hustle. And it's just because we run them. Pushing American muscle, blowing perp, trying to function.
We do, we do.
Keep these bitches coming in twos, making executive moves off pills and mushrooms. I established on blocks where we known to get loose. South Central Los Angeles, bitch, here comes the boom. Rider shit, highly consumed. Toasting to no truth, off of cranberry juice and absolute. With a gang west hood bound, I salute. Blocks get abuse, turned up at high value.
These niggas think that they got bitches. Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh and they pitchin'.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do, we do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do, we do, we do, we do.
My rhymes is like fresh lines of that coca. These rap niggas weak, niggas sweet like Pinocha. My team full of vulture, misfits and calicos. Young fresh nigga, I'm flyer than pterodactyl. My flows, competitive with repetition. I chill them like a sedative, pussy, now pay attention. Competitive description with prescriptions for lanes. Hollow points is holocaust, molotovs and flames. The name ring bells in the click, I'm with sick. I'm fresh the best
and
with
it.
Beef up
whoa, 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 hold
West
up,
with it, gangsta good of my big brother. And I be with it, still smashing the motherfuckers. So please. No autographs till after the show. Before I blast, just let me ask you fresher than foe. No clue, it's cool because nobody come close to. With a gang pumpkin, can't nobody do it like we do.
They got bitches, nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh and they pitchin'.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do. We do, we do. Boy, he got flows, and by now it's undeniable. Killing niggas lyrically, physically, psychological. The chronicles are witty. We the best of the best. So I rep the West like West, like fresh. Try to stay fresh. Nah, I'm not impressed with the words you be speaking. You tried to cook, it didn't crack. So go back to the kitchen and listen to this Iron Chef with similes and metaphors. I love beef and my green. I'm an omnivore, both the raven, nevermore. Never will you fuck me over. Never beat the witty boy that shows that we never sober. Never think you know me. Never fixing your facts. These niggas think they up, they think they witty. Never that, we come from different lives. But witty boys be on the same page. I don't bang, but fuck it, no one's fucking with the witty gang. Show respect, step aside, them Laker jerseys coming through. Recognize that nobody does this shit like we do. These niggas think that they got bitches. Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
These niggas think they fresh and they pitchin'.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do.
They claim the rest but don't represent it.
Nope, not like we do. We do, we do, we do. We want it all, you know that we with it. Cause that's what we do. We do, we do, we do.
We do.